This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has announced the first major breakthrough in the Red Fort area car bomb blast case, which claimed 10 innocent lives and left 25 others injured in the national capital. The agency has arrested a Kashmiri resident named Amir Rashid Ali from Delhi, who reportedly conspired with the suicide bomber Umar Nabi to carry out the terror attack. According to the agency, the car involved in the attack was registered under the name of the accused Amir Rashid Ali. The anti-terror agency has also seized another vehicle which belongs to Nabi. The vehicle is being examined for evidence in the case. The NIA has examined 73 witnesses so far, including those injured in the blast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked a team of India's first bullet train project to document their experiences in a blue book to guide future work. Mr. Modi said, maintaining such records will be useful for students and contribute to nation building. The Prime Minister made the remarks while interacting with the team of engineers and other workers involved in the project during his visit to the under-construction bullet train station at Surat in Gujarat yesterday. During the visit, Mr. Modi also reviewed the progress of Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail corridor. The Prime Minister asked the team about adherence to speed and timetable targets.
आपको क्या लगता है स्पीड ठीक है आप लोगों ने जो तय किया था उस टाइम टेबल से चल रहे हैं कि आप लोगों को कुछ दिक्कत हो रही है
नहीं सर कोई दिक्कत नहीं है
देखिए जब तक मन में ये भाव नहीं आता मैं मेरे देश के लिए काम कर रहा हूं मैं देश को एक नई चीज दे रहा हूं जिसने पहला स्पेस सैटेलाइट छोड़ा होगा उसको लगता होगा ना और आज सैकड़ों सैटेलाइट जा रहे हैं
ये जो आपके अनुभव है अगर वो रिकॉर्डेड होंगे एक ब्लू बुक की तरह तैयार होते हैं तो देश में हम बहुत बड़ी मात्रा में बुलेट ट्रेन की दिशा में जाने वाले हैं अगर इस प्रकार का कोई रिकॉर्ड आप मेंटेन करते हैं भविष्य में स्टूडेंट्स के लिए भी काम आ सकता है
जिंदगी यहीं खपा देंगे देश को कुछ देके जाएंगे
इन बिहार हेक्टिक डिलिबरेशंस आर अंडरवे अमंग द फाइव कंस्टिट्यूएंट पार्टीज ऑफ द एनडीए ऑन द फॉर्मेशन ऑफ द न्यू गवर्नमेंट following the completion of the Legislative Assembly elections. Since yesterday, continuous discussions have been taking place among the BJP, Janata Dal United, Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas, Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtri Lok Morcha on the structure of the new government, cabinet representation quotas and other key issues. Earlier in the day, senior BJP leaders including Union Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai and Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Kumar Sinha, along with Rashtri Lok Morcha President Upendra Kushwaha, met JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar at his residence in Patna. BJP State President Dr. Dilip Jaiswal also met the Chief Minister later in the evening. Meanwhile, Mr. Kushwaha has reached New Delhi to hold discussions with the top BJP leadership regarding issues related to government formation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Amir of Qatar Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani in Doha today. Mr. Jaishankar conveyed the warm greetings of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and reiterated the commitment to stronger India-Qatar relations. The Foreign Minister valued Amir of Qatar's guidance on expanding collaboration and exploring new opportunities. In Libya, at least four people were killed after two boats carrying migrants and asylum seekers capsized off the coastal city of Al-Khums. The first boat was carrying 26 people from Bangladesh, while the other boat carried 69 people, including 8 children. Libya has reportedly become a major transit route for migrants and asylum seekers fleeing conflict and poverty to Europe since the 2011 fall of former ruler Muammar Gaddafi in a NATO-backed uprising. Indian archer Kushal Dalal wins the GT Open Indoor World Series title in men's compound category in Strassen, Luxembourg. Kushal clinched the gold medal after defeating former world number one Stephen Hansen of US in a rare double shoot-off. India's Ganesh Maniratnam Tirumuru also secured bronze in the under-21 men's compound category. In men's cricket, South Africa defeated hosts India by 30 runs in the first test of two-match series at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. And that's the end of this news bulletin.